You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Just after noon on Friday, the San Jose Sharks announced by way of general manager Mike Greer, the club has acquired goaltender Yaroslav Oskarov, a 2025 third-round selection, and Nolan Burke from the Nashville Predators in exchange for David Edstrom, a 2025 first-round selection, and goaltender Magnus Crona. Should the Vegas choice be a top 10 selection, San Jose will have the choice to transfer either their own first-round selection in the 2025 draft or the Vegas selection. Mike Greer spoke with the media about the trade and more.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Wanted to ask you first with Askarov. Is he a guy that you've been chasing since the draft? Because I think there were stories back then that he was looking for a move, or even before that, or is this more of a recent thing, recent pursuit?
We've talked about him kind of off and on over the whole year, probably. It came up probably a little bit at the draft, and then again afterwards. So, you know, he's obviously a super talented goalie, and you know, there's not too many opportunities where you have a chance to go after a young goalie like this and add him to your group. So, we've kind of been in touch with him over the last year.
What was director of goaltending of getting Nabokov's role in this trade?
Nabby and Spearsy and Millsy, I think they all watched video on him, and you know, they all gave their assessment of what they thought about him as a player and a goalie. And you know, we did our own kind of research on about the kid character wise. So you know, all of them had a hand in it.
Speaking of a character, Askarov has had sort of emotional things happen on the ice in the past. Just how much of an issue or non-issue is that to you, that kind of fieriness that he seems to possess?
It's a non-issue for me. I mean, it's an emotional sport. It's a competitive sport. You know, we want guys that compete hard every night, that play with emotion and play with fire. And, you know, obviously you have to reel it in and kind of harness it in the right way. But, you know, I think it's hard to play any sports at a high level without playing with emotion and fire. And he has that competitive drive to be great and win hockey games.
And last week, it was reported that Yaroslav would not report to the AHL, Nashville's AHL affiliate, Milwaukee. Is there any such concern with San Jose? Is he willing to report to the Barracuda, or is that not the plan for him?
Yeah, we talked with him. We had a good talk with him and his agent about, you know, our plan for him and how highly we think of him. And, you know, we'll see how it goes in training camp. And if he has to report to the Barracuda, I don't think he'll have any issue with it, and work with Nabby and Millsy there and on his game and continue to develop and get better. And, you know, on top of that, I think, you know, we've also signed him to a 2-year extension as well. As you guys will probably see soon enough, but, you know, he's in the fold, he's all in, he's excited to be here. And, you know, if he has to be in the AHL, then I think he's okay with that to keep developing and growing his game.
I appreciate you breaking the news here for us. So save us some trouble. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Curtis?
Mike, I guess you just answered my question there about the question of whether or not Yaroslav was willing to go to the AHL if need be. You know, what were those conversations like? And from Yaroslav's perspective, I guess, I don't know if you can answer this, but why was he maybe not willing to go to Milwaukee, but maybe willing in this instance to go to the Barracuda if need be?
Like you said, I don't want to speak for him, but we laid out our plan for him development wise and the path that we think would be best for him to keep growing and getting better as a player and a professional. You know, he was open to it and excited for it. And I think, you know, we have a pretty good goalie group here now. And I think they're all excited to work with him and implement some things that they've seen and try and help his game grow. So, you know, he's been open to it. And I think he's just excited about the opportunity.
What makes you believe that he could potentially be a number one goalie in the NHL one day?
I think you just watch, if you watch him, you know, we talked a little earlier about the competitiveness, but the size, the athletic ability, the way he reads the plays, he can also handle the puck. But when you're that size and you have the ability to anticipate and read plays and the athletic ability he has, I think it's all about him just putting it all together. And when we looked at it, as our group and our goalie people looked at it and, you know, go back through the scouting reports over the years on him, I think we're very confident that he's going to be a number one. Like I said, you don't have too many chances to add players like this, of this caliber in this position. It's the hardest position to draft and develop and to find. And, you know, be able to get someone like this and add him to our group, we're really excited.
So this process started last year, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we've been had on and off conversations about it, you know, and our guys have been have dug in on him throughout the year and watched him a lot. And we've had conversations and people who have coached him, you know, along his way in Milwaukee and in Nashville. We've talked to people who have been around him, and we feel real confident about what we're getting. And, you know, we think that's a pretty good goalie.
You've shorn up, you know, obviously you've added a lot of top end forwards here and, you know, some defensemen who could be in the NHL sooner rather than later. What does this do for the organization just to add a goalie like this who could, you know, like you said, be a potentially number one? And how much does this maybe accelerate the rebuild a little bit?
I mean, I don't know if it accelerates it. We'll just kind of see how that goes. But, you know, like you said, we built some depth with our forward lines and our forward players and our D. And, you know, the goalie was kind of a little bit of a missing piece for in that age group. So to get someone who can grow with this team and move along with them and give them that security, I know for my own personal experience, when you have a guy back there who you really believe in and can win games for you, it just makes you play a lot freer and be willing to go out there and not have to worry about things so much. So I think it'll help our whole group. It's a really big day for our franchise, I believe. Have an opportunity to add him to our group is really exciting. And I think it, you know, I think it kind of breathes some more positive energy into the group.
So you see this as a competition going into camp, and, you know, if Yaroslav shows that he's ready, could you potentially start the year with three goalies maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that's on the table. I won't rule it out. You know, I think, like I told you guys in at development camp, I expect this to be a really competitive camp and competed for jobs. That's up front and that's on the back end. And now I would say that's in the net too. So I think it's a good opportunity for everyone to push themselves and get better. And for Yaroslav, I think it's also a good opportunity for him to watch and learn for some guys who've been successful in the league or good goalies in Blackie and VTech. I think he can learn from those guys and on the ice and off the ice, how they take care of themselves and how to be a pro. So, you know, I think all around it's really beneficial to everyone involved.
Just on that topic, sorry, just is VTech ready to go for camp? I know he had that surgery there, but is he, from you understand, is he ready to go once camp begins?
I think he should be. Well, I mean, you always have to see how it goes once, you know, you get going on the ice and everything when you recover from surgery. But he's dedicated himself. He's been here early. He's been here since, you know, mid-July working with our strength staff and medical staff. And his rehab's going really well. And he's been on the ice working on his game too. So I anticipate that'll be ready for camp if there's no setbacks.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Max?
Hey, Mike. The other thing, you know, kind of building off on that VTech Vanacek thing, are the Sharks open to running three goalies at points if they all perform well in training camp?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, nothing's off the table. We'll see how camp goes. It's a competition. We'll see how they go, see how everyone's health is and all that. So, you know, I'm not ruling anything out at the moment.
You guys moved on from David Edström. Obviously, you acquired him for Tomáš Hertl last season, and then have flipped him pretty quickly afterward. Was this a point where it was a goalie or a prospect like Yaroslav was too good to pass up, and you were willing to kind of move one of some high-end assets that you've built up over these first few years?
Yeah, that's the case. I think Dave is a really good player. Like I said, when we acquired him, he's a competitive kid. I think he's got a bright future. But for us, it's just the opportunity to add a potential number one goalie. They don't present themselves too often at this age group. He's already had some time in the minors and played in the KHL, so he's further along the path and it doesn't happen that these guys get on the market, so it was an opportunity we felt like we couldn't really pass up on. And as I've kind of told you guys, as we've gone along and we've added assets and picks and players that at some point they're going to be probably used for other things. And that's where we were here with David, and we feel good that we have some center depth, with Macklin and Will and Philip, and then down the road, Brandon Svoboda and David Klee. We feel like we have some center depth in the organization, and that gave us the room to kind of move on from David, even though we like the player.
For yourself, obviously heading, into another year of, I guess, the rebuild, maybe more of the build part of that rebuild, you've loaded up on a ton of prospects in such a short period of time. How does it feel to kind of know that, there's that excitement coming back, and you see a lot of fans on social media, if you've seen, they're all excited, they're happy with the moves, just to see what the Sharks have done since you've taken over. Does that maybe not bring a sense of pride, but how does do you see your vision starting to form a little bit more clearly now that you've added Yaroslav into the mix of already, like you mentioned, the Macklins, Celebrinis, and Will Smiths?
I think it's starting to come into picture, but there's a lot of work to be done. I got to give a lot of credit to the staff here, help supporting me, and our amateur and pro scouts. They've done a really good job. They've grounded hard. They've seen these players. They've done the work, and we've been able to turn some of these players into some pretty good assets and draft some good players. So it's coming along. There's still work to be done, but I think you can start to see the bones of it all and the foundation here that we're hoping to build, and the young core that we've started to put together.
Little bit different topic away from Yaroslav, but Ryan Rusovsky was on NHL Network Radio, and he gave a little bit of an update on Logan, and he said he's been working hard and he's feeling better. Logan told us at exits he would get back on the ice in July. Is there any update you can give on his status, if you expect him to be ready for training camp? What can you give us about Logan?
Nothing too much different than what Warsaw gave you guys. I saw him here today. He's working hard. He's in really good spirits. I think he's enjoying being back in the gym and being around the guys. And he's putting the time in. He's putting the work in. And we'll just have to see how things go and where he's at once camp rolls around.
Just to confirm, he hasn't been on the ice though, or is that able to be told to us?
No, he hasn't been on the ice yet. But that's all been kind of part of the plan. He's, like I said, he's in really good spirits, and he's working hard to get his body right, and hopefully get out there and help us win some games.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
We'll go to Shang.
Hey, Mike. Going back to Logan, just to confirm, so he hasn't hit the ice at all this summer then, because again, the original plan July, so he hasn't done that.
No, he hasn't been on the ice yet.
Okay. Also wanted to ask you about the Cody Ceci trade, and just how that came together, and also trading off Ty Emerson there.
Yeah, no, Stan reached out. He obviously had a dilemma on his hands and had to make some decisions. And so we were there, and we had some conversations and went back and forth about things. And I think Cody for us is a veteran D who's had some success in this league. He's a high character kid. I think he'll help our group. And improve our group on 5-on-5 and PK. So the chance to add him, I thought was pretty good opportunity to add him to our group and to our decor. And also to we want to keep filling in our pick grid. for the drafts. So we kind of thought it was a good idea, and we moved on from Ty. Wish Ty the best. He's a good kid. He had some tough luck from injuries, so hopefully he can get that straightened out. But he's a good kid. But we feel good about the group that we have here moving forward, and some of the D underneath them that'll be pushing for spots here soon enough.
You anticipate offering any PTOs to any veterans out there, or do you think that at this point that maybe your training camp roster is fairly set?
We'll have to see on that. I think we're at a good point right now, but we're kind of still looking at all options. We'll see over the next few weeks if there's a PTO out there that makes sense, either up front or on the back end, then we'll look at it. So it's all still kind of fluid.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Curtis?
Mike, can you say what Matt Benning's status is right now? I know we haven't talked to him much about obviously with a lot of other things going on, but how's Matt doing, and do you expect him to be ready for camp?
I expect him to be ready for camp. He's doing well. He's into his training and working out and skating and preparing for the season. So he's doing well as far as I know. Medical staff has checked in with him, and the reports have all been good. So I think he's in a good spot. He's excited to get back here. We missed him on the ice, and we missed him in the dressing room. He's a big part of our group here. I think he does a good job of being a steadying influence. And he's the hip surgery is not easy, but he's I think he's in a good spot and ready to get going, and he should be ready for camp.
With getting back to the CC trade there, just the way, I mean, I know we've asked Brian about the way this team needs to defend this year. How important is it with the young players coming in that you have, just to be a more competitive team and add those guys in the blue line who could, just help you make be a harder team to sort of play against? Is important to add maybe a guy like CC for now, and then potentially flip him at the deadline? Is that kind of part of it as well?
That could be an option, but it also could be where we really enjoy the player and think he fits in well with our group, and he likes it here, and it turns into something where he can end up being a partner for some of our young D coming along. So everything's kind of on the table there as well. We'll just have to see how the season plays out. But as far as the first part of your question, I think it's really important. We need to be harder to play against. We need to defend better. I think Cody does a real good job of that. We got to have some composure back there as well. So I think it's he'll bring some really valuable experience. To be able to help our young guys out, and for our young forwards that we have as well. It's tough to go out there and get caved in every night and play in your own end and not get to play offense and do the things that you love to do most and have success doing so. For us to be better in our own end is really important for us moving forward, and I think Cody will help us with that.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all the latest news as it breaks. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.